Hallelujah, child of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. In this month of July, I especially welcome you to a month of hope and a month of life. The Spirit of the Lord will have me tell you that in this month, there is life in you, and therefore let that life in you come out and let it affect everything that is in your life that is dead, everything that is in your life that is about to die. God would want me to tell you that there is life in you, and that life has the ability to bring back even the things that are dead. In the book of John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, the Bible said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it." In him, the him is Jesus. So in Jesus is life, and the life in Jesus becomes the light of men. And that light shines in the path of men. That light shines in the affairs of men, and darkness cannot comprehend it. The light we are talking about is not the bulb that hangs in your room or the light that comes in the daytime, but this is a light that brings understanding to them that are confused. A light that brings understanding to the people who are frustrated, and a light of hope. So the light that is shining in darkness, maybe your mind has been filled with darkness and thought of suicide. From the beginning of the year till now, things you plan might not be moving as they are. But Bible says that the life that is in Christ Jesus, that it is in you now, you accepted Christ and his life became your life, and that life lives inside of you. Bible says that when our life, which is in Christ Jesus, is revealed, we will share in that glory. The NLT says that if your real life, which is in Christ Jesus, is revealed, you will also share in his glory. There is a real life in Christ Jesus that we are living. So the life that we live, nevertheless, it is not us, but the real life of Christ that lives in us. And so Bible says that that life in him gives light to men. And what is light? Light gives us a sense of vision. So in the night, everybody goes to sleep because we have a lack of vision. We have a lack of foresight. But during the day, everybody gets up and is active. The day brings hope. Bible says that sorrow may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So the morning is not just an opposite of night, but the morning is a time when light is shining. The morning is a time where vision is given to man to be able to pursue whatever thing they are pursuing in life. So in this month, there is life in you, and that life in you is giving you a sense of direction. You started the year well, but because of whatever happened, something that happened years ago, a mistake you committed along the line, you have lost a sense of vision. But Bible says in him is life, and that life is the light of men. It is able to put you back on track. It is able to give you direction once again, and you are able to move on in the direction that God wants you to go. In him is life, and the life is that light that is shining on your path, that light that is showing you what to do. It is not just a light that gives us vision. It is not just a light that sets us on course, but as it is setting us on course, it also gives us a sense of hope. Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 16 that in the land of Naphtali and Zebulun, the people that lived in darkness have seen a great light. And those that walk in the shadows of death, a great light has dawned on them. People like Peter, Andrews, people like Simeon, these are people who were walking in darkness. They had no hope. A geographical study on Galilee and where Jesus called the disciples will tell you that the people there, their main occupation was fishing. And most of them had no hope. They had no education. Their life was almost useless. The Bible says that a great light has appeared to them. Why? Because the life that was in Christ was handed over to them when Jesus called them and said, "Follow me and I will make you." And Bible says that in the land of Naphtali and Zebulun, a great light has shone. And immediately, Bible says that arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So immediately Jesus said to Peter, come and follow me. Bible said without questions, he left everything and followed Jesus. When he saw Andrews, when he saw Simeon the tax collector, arise and follow me. Bible said they left all their nets, threw their nets away, jumped out of their boat and followed Jesus. Why? Because in a life that is hopeless, in a life that was useless, in the land of Naphtali and Zebulun, a great light of hope had appeared, and the hope was Jesus. So immediately, without questions, they had a conviction in their spirit that this is what we have been waiting for. And they all left everything they were doing and followed Jesus. Without questions, they just followed him. Because there is a life in Christ, and that life in him gives us a sense of hope. I don't know what you have lost in the years. I don't know the things that have fought you over the years. I don't know what has made you depressed and has clouded your sense of hope in life. But there is this life in Christ Jesus that gives us light. And as the light is shining on you in this month of July, I want you to understand that that life of Christ in you is shining on your path and is bringing hope again. The Lord is restoring hope to your life. He is restoring hope to your marriage, hope to your jobs, hope to your children, hope to your future. None of us will end this year in tears. None of us will end this year in pain and bitterness. Why? Because a great light shone on us. And like the prophet Isaiah, I believe with you, I agree with your spirit and the spirit of God, that we will arise in this year and we will shine, because our light is come and the glory of the living God is risen upon us. I pray for you that in this month of July, that life of Christ that is in you will rise up. That life of Christ that is in you will be revealed in the name of Jesus. You will not die, but you will live to declare the glory of God. You will not die, but you will live to speak forth of the goodness of the Lord. Men will see you and know that indeed you serve a living God. Child of God, do not give up, for your light a scam. The world had been waiting for a savior. For so many years, he was not coming. Over 400 years of prophecy, and it was still not being fulfilled. Those who were witnesses to the prophecy were dead and gone. When Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given," all the people who heard it were dead and gone. Yet, generations that came over lived a life that didn't please God. Everybody did what they wanted. Everybody was confused and frustrated. But in him, when the life came out, that life of Christ came out as light and dawn on them, hope came. Without questions, they knew that this is the man of whom the prophet spoke about, the savior of the world. In this month of July, it doesn't matter what has clouded your June. It doesn't matter what has clouded your May. It doesn't matter what has clouded your April, your January. But there is this one thing I know. Bible says that in him is life. And the life is the light of men. Your light has come. And your light is shining. In Genesis chapter 2, when God formed man, man was motionless. Man couldn't do anything. But he breathed into man. And Bible says that immediately life entered man and man became a living soul. I declare that in this month and the month ahead of us in this year, you will live. The breath of God, the life of Christ in you is coming alive and you will live. You will live out of depression. You will live out of shame. You will live out of confusion. Your light has come and it is shining brighter and brighter every hour, every minute, every day, every month of the year. Your light is shining You are an exceptional child of God because your light is come. Interestingly, there was life in man and man still didn't know. When Ezekiel came face to face in the valley of dry bones, and God asked him, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Ezekiel had forgotten that there was life, the life of Christ was in him. And he said, "Lord, I do not know, thou knowest." And God said to him, "There is life in you. Prophesy to these dry bones." And Ezekiel said it came to pass in Ezekiel chapter 37. He said it came to pass that as I prophesied, that life came upon the dry bones. It doesn't matter how dry your destiny has been over the years. It doesn't matter how dry your life has been over the month. I came with the word of God to you in this month that the rest of the year, the life that is in you, speak to every situation and life will come in. Speak to that your finances. Speak to your relationship. Speak to your marriage. Speak over the life of your children. Speak to your family. Things that are going wrong, things that seem dead, as you speak like Ezekiel, they will come back to life because there is life inside of you. There is life inside of you. Bible said there is this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. There is a treasure of life inside of you. As you speak, things begin to happen. So Ezekiel spoke. He didn't shout. He just declared that thou sayest the Lord. This is the word of God. There is life in me. Therefore, let that life in me affect everything that is around. And immediately, bones that were dead over years stood up. And Bible said they were a great army. Your destiny is great. Let nothing keep you down. Rise up and speak to situations. Because of the life of Christ in you, when you speak, you will live. When you speak, they will live. Child of God, I charge you that do not give up. Be strong. Be immovable. Let nothing shake your faith. When you speak, it doesn't happen. Speak again. When you speak, it doesn't happen. Speak again. There is life in you, and everything that is dead will respond when you speak. Elijah, of all people who could call fire, he prayed the first time, nothing happened. Prayed the second time, nothing happened. Prayed the third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, nothing happened. But he didn't give up because he understood that there is life in him. And as he keeps speaking, it will happen. He spoke the seventh time. Immediately, life came. I want you to understand, there is no reason for us to give up because our light has come. And the glory of God is risen in us. You and I need to arise and shine. This month, we will shine. In July, we are shining. In August, we will shine. In September, we will shine. In October, we will shine. In November, we will shine because our light is come. In December, we will shine. In 2021, we will shine. 2022, we will shine. Till the very end of our life. You must understand that there is life in you. And that life in you is light that brings hope to us. The Lord bless you and keep you. Go and reign every aspect of your life. Amen.